This podcast is rated E for explicit.
All right. Give me another sound check.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro, cinco, seis, siete, ocho. So I fucked that up.
So this episode are the makings of water cooler conversations. Actually, it's a conversation I walked into with two of the best coworkers anyone could ask for. Before I bid that job adieu. But it is true. Friends aren't made. They are discovered. And I dedicate this episode to two. Early, who joins us in this episode. And Nate, who inspired it. And who this weird self-described shout-out is dedicated to.
Shout-out to Nate. What's up, Nathan?
Yeah, fuck that guy.
Ha! You met me in the midst of many things. Shedding skin, sprout wings. Looking at life as a spiritual being through a human lens. Having conversations with God about so many things. This show is your invitation. The poet God is the conversation. There's this line in one of my favorite Tracy Chapman songs that talks about the fiction in the space between us. It's the safety blanket. We don't like disturbed. But our humanity does not allow us to remain deterred. Because meaningful companionship is what our hearts preferred. Not solitude for the sake of safety. Or the prisons within which we slumber with a slow but burning hunger for the love that we deny because we've been betrayed by fiction's lie and because it has been our safety blanket, we can't see why. We can't see why. Until there's a shakeup and our safety blankets are removed and we find ourselves naked in ways we do not approve and we find ourselves naked with someone we fear but dare not ask to move because the affections shared we find ourselves too afraid to lose and we wonder how did I get here? How is this the reality I choose? Maybe you'll hear yourself in this story. Maybe you'll find something you can use to untangle yourself from your entanglements and understand why you've allowed yourself to be abused. Today's guest came to confess what a mess of a breakup he's been through. And maybe in the anatomy of his breakup, you'll see yours too.
Man, I came to Georgia, you know, about 5 years ago, and I'm coming from like a really rough time in my life. It's one of those situations where it was hard, but I needed that because that's where I found who I was, like internally. Say you find your strength in your struggle type of situation,
right?
So you know. We met at the gym. This is where I worked. I've been working really hard to actually move up in position, like move up the ladder.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I was, that's all I was focused on.
So you were working at the gym as well, and she was,
she was working there part time. I was full time. I was like, you know, the first person you'd see when you walk in the door.
Oh, okay.
Type of situation.
Okay.
And I just, you know me, like all I do is work.
Right.
And
right.
I try to keep my head down and just, you know, get my bread and do all of that. So that's where I
focused.
Was focused. Mm-hmm. That's the word. That's all I was doing.
Mm-hmm.
But just a little background on me is like, I've never in my life have like gone to a girl and be like, hey, let's go out to dinner, or hey, let me get your number, or, you know, you want to hang out sometime. That's not me.
So is that something that, why is it not you?
I don't know. I just, I can't, it's hard to say. Like, I'm never the one like chasing after somebody or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm more so the person that attracts it.
Okay.
All the relationships that I've been in, it's only been a few.
Mm-hmm.
These women have always come to me, like,
and
you know what I mean?
Right. So, would you say it's kind of, would you describe yourself as being shy, or?
It depends on the person.
Okay.
Like I can, it's almost like a light switch. Like I can turn it on, I can turn it off, but naturally I'm naturally introverted.
Gotcha.
And throughout my childhood, they would say I was shy because I wouldn't talk, you know, very observant, but I wouldn't speak up.
Mm-hmm. So even in a scenario where you, with somebody approaches you, whether it's for, you know, a romantic relationship or if it's just, you know, like a homeboy, whatever, you, in the terms of the dynamics of those relationships, would you say you're more of the laid back one, the more good with the flow, the more, is that where your comfort zone is, even after those connections are made?
With some people.
Okay.
With some people.
Okay.
I would say maybe more than half of the time I am that laid back person.
Okay. All right. So you met her at the gym, and how did things kind of unfold from there?
Oh man, met at the gym. It was more indirectly, whereas one of my coworkers came up to me like, hey, I have, you know, this girl likes you, this girl likes you, this girl likes you.
Mm-hmm.
It was like a line of females. No joke. This is my life.
Oh, So there was a girl for every this girl like you, likes you.
Huh?
There was like a number for each. Because when you said this girl likes you.
Yeah, nah, so I'm not trying to brag or boast or sound any type of way. I'm you know, this is my life.
Right.
So there was about maybe four girls that she was like, this girl likes you.
Okay.
You know, my other friend likes you.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, this person and this person.
Mm-hmm. And these girls that they were telling you that liked you, are these all girls that you had interacted with at some point?
I was managing like the customer service department.
Okay.
And that department is connected to every other department, whether it be personal training, whether it be the spa, swimming. If a client has an issue, they come to customer service. And if I have to resolve that issue with the department, with the employees in that department.
I see.
So I'd go around to these people and they would always see me walking around doing my thing.
I see.
And that's how I kind of built those connections.
Right.
You know, it's a work environment.
Yes.
You know? So you know, you know people.
Mm-hmm.
You converse with these people, you go back and forth. So like I said, I'm not trying to sound any type of way.
Yeah, I understand.
But anyway.
What are we calling her, by the way, for the sake of this interview?
We'll call her Honey.
Honey, okay. So what separated Honey from all of the other girls in terms of what popped off?
What separated Honey was that these other girls wanted me to chase them.
Oh.
Which I don't do. I'm like,
okay.
I have other options. I'm not chasing anybody for anything.
Right.
I'm trying to focus here.
Right.
So I'm not going to go up to you and be like, yo, let me do what I'm saying.
Interesting. So they sent a message through a third party to say that I like you, and then you were supposed to pick up on that and then do whatever with it from there.
Yeah.
I see. Okay. I'm just trying to understand, like, what we're doing. Okay.
Yeah.
Because that sounds like some preschool shit
to
me.
So, you know, you know how, here's the thing about females. They can't be that direct. They have to kind of, you know, finesse the situation just because that's what society tells them to do.
Right.
I feel some females, but not all of them.
Yeah.
But most, I think maybe most of them, it's indirectly. A girl will let you know if she likes you, but it won't be, hey, I like you. It'll be, you know, a small gesture.
I see.
A smaller gesture. And, you know, it's for a man to pick it up.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And be like, okay, I see where we're going with this.
Gotcha. All right. I'm following.
Yeah. So moving on. They just totally finessed the situation. She was like, hey, yeah, you know, she's also trying to get in your department. I know you're hiring, so I'm going to give her your number, blase, blase. And so I'm like, come on. I told her, I don't want to play this game. Like, I know this game. I do not want to play. But it happened anyway. So I'm like, all right, I do need people. Ended up talking to her. Mm-hmm. I was like, yeah, I don't think she's going to be able to work in my department. Because you have to be extroverted, because you have to talk. You have to be loud. You have to be personable. And she's a little reserved.
Okay.
And so she had my number, and I told her, like, you know, I'm not looking for anything. I'm not looking for a relationship.
So, and after she got a hold of your number, was she then kind of switching the conversation up to something that was more personal once she realized that you weren't going to be hire, you know, bringing her into your department?
I knew that was the intention from the beginning.
Oh, I see. Okay.
I knew that was the intention from the beginning. So that was just their way of kind of masking it. But I already knew, and I told them, like, I don't want to play this game, right? But it's like, once somebody is right in your face, it's like, okay, what? That's exactly what I text her. It's like, what exactly do you want?
Oops.
Because I'm not looking for a relationship.
Wow.
Even though I know what she wants, I want her to speak up and say it. Because at least I can have some respect for you. If you're like, yeah, I'm trying to fuck, that'd be great. All right, cool.
Right.
We can do that.
Right.
But just so you know, I'm not looking to go any further.
Right.
Because I'm seriously trying to focus here.
Right. So did you guys like have that conversation? And if so, how did that go?
Bro, yeah, I sent the text message. I sent it just like that.
Oh.
What exactly, in caps.
Oh.
What exactly do you want from me?
Okay.
Woo. I want to get to know you and, you know,
Wow.
You know how I go.
Right.
So I'm like, I said to her, I don't want a relationship. She's like, I didn't say anything about a relationship. Well, I was like, well, I'm just letting you know where this is not going.
Okay.
And she said, fine.
Mm.
All right, cool. The next day, hey, hope your day is going well.
Mm.
I don't reply. And it's just these games, you know, these little games that we play sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it's going.
Mm-hmm.
I'll tell you where she got me.
Mm-hmm.
'Cause you know, I eat a lot.
Right.
I eat a lot.
Mm-hmm.
And one day she hit me up, text message. Hey, are you hungry? And yeah, I was hungry.
Right.
And she had brought me some food.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the type of food that I eat. It was like an acai bowl with some granola and some fruit. Something light.
She did her homework.
Huh?
Did she do her homework?
I don't. Probably. These girls are smart.
That is
so
funny.
So she brought it. I ate it. And I was like, damn, that was good.
Uh-huh.
And me naturally as a person, you know, I feel like once somebody does something for me, I have to reciprocate that.
Okay.
I'm not going to just be like, okay, I'm not the type of person to like take advantage of somebody, take it and leave.
I see what you're
saying. I'm like, all right, cool.
Mm-hmm.
And it kind of hit off from there, where we just started having normal conversations.
Mm-hmm. So did like lunch become a regular thing?
Well, here's the thing. Like I said, I worked in the customer service department. Not only was she an employee, but she also used the gym regularly.
Oh,
so
I
had to have these one-on-one kind of, oh, let me look into your account.
I see.
And see what's going on with your...
And the ice was already broken.
Gotcha. So now we're starting to build small rapport here and there.
And if I'm not mistaken, the whole what do you want conversation was after that, was there a clarity that this was just going to be what, sex? Was that clear, or what was she pushing it back on that?
That was not clear.
That was not clear. Okay.
That was not clear.
Okay.
But like in the back of my head, I knew, I'm like, I'm not trying to go there. I already knew that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
But I wanted to, I wanted that.
Right.
not that bad, but I was like, all right, it could be a cool situation for me.
Okay.
And I can't lie, like I'm ratchet as fuck.
Mm-hmm.
I make it happens.
So well, what does that mean though? What does ratchet as fuck mean in this scenario?
Well, how can I put this? Girls like me,
mm-hmm.
and they be throwing the pussy at me.
Okay.
And most oftentimes I catch it, I deal with it, and okay. then I go on.
And as long as it's not, and you do that in situ, because I know you don't want no drama.
Right.
So you do it or catch it, so to speak, as you put it, when you feel like this person is, it would be down to fuck and, mm-hmm. and keep it moving.
Right.
Okay. Because outside of that, you're like,
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, I think the best thing you can do is let somebody know what your intentions are.
Okay.
And that's, I thought I communicated that.
Okay.
This person was consistent. And that's mm-hmm. what kind of sparked my interest in her more. I'm like, damn, she wants me like that.
Okay.
Whereas I've been on the opposite side of that, where I wanted somebody.
Oh,
and
I was
doing that consistently after we had already meshed, but it wasn't available. It wasn't there.
So because that was because they just wanted to fuck and that was it.
You think things just happen.
Mm.
Things just happen, especially in the environment that I was in.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Things just happen, and you kind of go with the flow, and it's like, okay, I guess this is happening,
right?
And you know, you do what you got to do, mm-hmm. and then you move on.
Mm-hmm.
With this person, I got stuck. Mm. I was stuck. You know, girls have some they fucking do magic. It's like a, you know, magic, you know,
right?
Seriously.
So is this magic, right? Like, just because I want to, you know, be
mm-hmm.
you could be as explicit as you need to be, right? This magic, are we talking about sex, or are we talking about more emotional of a connection?
It's more so of the person they present,
okay,
to be initially,
okay,
right? And it kind of goes with what I'm doing with my life.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because, you know, I wouldn't have been attracted to her if she was like, because here's the thing, she had two kids. She has two kids.
Oh, okay.
So I know she's not out at night doing, she has young kids. So she's not out at night, you know, doing crazy stuff. She's not going out on dates. She's not mm-hmm. In the club.
Mm.
She's not drinking. She's not smoking. She has two small children. And when you have kids, you're on a schedule.
Right. Those
kids have to go to bed, you know, 7, right. 8 o'clock. You got to wake up at 7, 8 o'clock to breakfast. Right. So I'm like, okay, cool.
So because of that, you already saw her in a different light.
Right. So I'm like, oh, right. So I automatically, because I have a child and I know what that family life is like. So I'm like, okay, this could work out because... Okay.
Gotcha.
It's not going to be that. She's not going to be that type of person where I'm like, oh my gosh.
You got to think. Yeah, worry about what she's doing.
Right. I'm competing with another dude.
Or who she's doing. Right.
Right. She's mm-hmm. over here doing this. She's over here doing that. I'm like, nah, she's almost like me. She's a homebody.
Gotcha.
And outside of that, I have my friends in my ear.
Mm-hmm.
Just do it, bro. Just do this. Just do that. I'm telling them, like, no. I'm like, no.
Just do it. Were they pushing you to
yeah,
for something
like,
more
bro,
serious?
She's like, they're like, they start teasing you.
Okay.
Oh, how's honey doing? I'm like, bro, I'm not even, it's not even like that. They're like, yeah, all right. I'm like, bro, it's not even like that. Yeah, all
right. Right.
Okay. And, you know.
Mm.
And, you know, one of my friends kind of broke it down to me, like, seriously. He's like, bro, he was like, why not? He's like, why wouldn't you like just talk to her, just date her, or whatever? She's like, he was like, you know, you guys are into the same things. You have similar interests.
Mm-hmm.
You both work out. You're both trying to better yourselves.
Okay.
She doesn't do too much. You don't do too much.
Right. Right. So all of these things were kind of floating around in your head when it came to that part where basically what you didn't want to do at first.
Mm-hmm.
And then after you started to kind of pan out and look at the whole picture, how long had it been by this time when you started to see things differently or maybe consider?
Probably about, I'd say around 2 months.
Okay.
So, you know,
okay.
that wall kind of came down.
Right. And this is, and to be clear, this is 2 months of you guys interacting, hooking up and all that.
No,
right?
this is too much of, this is just us conversing.
Oh, okay.
When I see this person,
because,
you know, come to the gym every day. I'm the first person you see when you walk in the gym. I see you every day.
Okay.
And it's just funny, like in the gym it's open area, so what females do, they'll position themselves so you can see them, or that like they can see you. So, like, I'm doing my work, but I'm looking up and I just see her right there on the treadmill or on the Stairmaster.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
Type shit.
Right.
So
when did it go to the next
level? So,
we'll be right back right after these messages.
I don't want to go. I don't want to know.
What is it that these people are looking for? I mean, because it sounds to me they're just looking for a big dick.
Listen, so much has been attached to the black penis. Our values, our ideas around what it means to be more or less of a man, our fantasies, and as history shows, our fears.
When white people have a belief system that the role of a black person is to bring them pleasure, is to make them happy, is to fulfill whatever need or desire it is that they have. And that message gets passed down generation to generation.
Yes.
And it shows up in different contexts. But it's the same shit.
They castrated us. And the reason why they castrated us was because they were in fear of the big black penis.
We unpacked a lot in this episode. Press play, sit back, because it's a heavy load.
The conversation continues on the anatomy of a breakup.
So she's like, yeah, you can come to my crib. And right and then I'm like, okay, I'm about to, yeah, it's about to go down.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So, you know, that's how it went.
Okay. And that was about 2 months in, you said?
About 2 months in.
Okay. So the initial kind of hanging out thing, when you guys did get together the first time, was there understanding that that was going to be a hookup kind of thing? Or was this like, we're just going to Netflix and chill? Well, basically the same thing, right?
I think it was more kind of for both of us. It wasn't like we had like a contract right now.
Gotcha.
There wasn't any initial conversation like, here, this is what this is. Mm-hmm. And that's it.
Right.
Even though I had expressed like, yeah, I'm not looking for X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
I still kind of let her know like, hey, I like you. And I'm willing to work with your situation, even though I don't want these things.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how it went.
So I would think that's an interesting statement to me, though.
It is interesting.
Yeah, because if you're saying I like you and I'm willing to work with your situation.
As far as your time. Right. But it's like, I told you before, like, I don't want this.
Okay, so when you said that to her, though, do you think she heard you the way you intended?
No. I don't think. I think when a girl is in pursuit,
mm-hmm.
or she wants to get her man,
mm-hmm.
she thinks that she can change his mind just by, you know. So moving.
Okay, and here's the other question.
Okay,
when you said that. Did you know in that time when you were saying it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you know that she didn't take it the way you probably intended?
I knew what her intentions were.
Mm-hmm.
So this is the game that we play,
right?
Between the battle of the sexes. This is the game that we play,
right?
You know what I mean? I know the game. I'm not
right.
You know, and I'm so
were
dumb.
So I guess this is the other question.
Mm-hmm.
Were you okay with her taking it the way she wanted to take it, and not necessarily clarifying it a little too much
I was okay with that.
Okay.
Because so. I felt like I had communicated effectively.
Okay.
So if you know.
Okay.
Gotcha. If I tell you, hey, don't walk into the street, and you walk into the street and get hit, that's not on me.
Gotcha. I just want to see, because this is where like things start to get a little hairy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like, because what I'm talking to you, I'm trying to think of what she would be saying, right? And on the other side of that conversation, but that's why I asked that part about whether or not how you think she heard it.
At this point, we didn't have, it was more so of like, I guess you'd call it the puppy love,
yes,
phase.
Yeah.
But we did have a real conversation where she did communicate her intentions and what she wanted to go eventually.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel this is for a lot of women. They don't, they're not just dealing with somebody just to deal with that person.
Right.
They want to grow with that person, you know,
right.
Start talking.
Right.
Boyfriend, mm-hmm. relationship.
Well, so tell me about that night.
Right. So that night we had that conversation. It was another night where I'm like, you know, where we were like kind of reestablishing what this was.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, well,
mutual affection.
Right.
Mutual.
Right. I was like, yeah, you know, I like you, but it's like, I have a goal and it's like, I can't deviate from this path. I've wasted so much time.
So what I'm wondering though, how did you articulate to her what your goal was that basically she wasn't really going to, or not that it was personal to her, but a companion doesn't fit into, how did you articulate that to her?
I don't remember word for word, but I pretty much say the same thing
mm-hmm.
all the time, because I feel like that's the best way to say it, and just to be crystal clear.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, I'm trying to get somewhere
mm-hmm.
and I cannot stop. I can't deviate from this path.
Mm-hmm.
I've wasted so much time
mm-hmm.
doing things that don't associate with my goal
mm-hmm.
that I feel like I have to work double time.
Right.
You know what I mean?
And so just for the sake of clarity for the audience that's listening,
mm-hmm.
When you say the goal that you're trying to work towards, you're talking about professionally, you're talking about financially, what are you talking about?
Yeah. So basically, more so professionally,
mm-hmm.
I'm trying to put myself, this is what I told her. This is like my mission statement. You know how every business have a mission
right.
statement?
Right.
My mission statement is I'm trying to put myself in a position to mm-hmm. where I can provide for my loved ones.
Okay.
My family, my
gotcha.
Daughter. Those people around me that have helped me, like have helped raise me and bring
right.
me to the person I am today.
Mm-hmm.
That's like my mission statement.
Right.
I say that to everybody. I'm trying to put myself in a position to provide for the people that I love.
Mm-hmm.
That's my goal.
Right.
And nothing else really matters besides
gotcha.
That.
Okay. And I would think, because you did tell me earlier that you were raised in a house full of women,
mm-hmm.
Very strong
mm-hmm.
African women.
Yeah.
And it sounds to me that probably some of those goals and those, that intention, that focus probably was definitely.
Yeah, it was real. This is a fire that's burning
yes.
inside of me.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I feel like, you know, I've let them down up to this point.
Oh, you feel like you've let them down?
Yeah, because I've made so many mistakes, especially when it comes to the people I date.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Mm.
So
has that been articulated by your mom, your aunts, or your sister?
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
It doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You know what I mean? You know how your parents can tell you something without even speaking to
mm-hmm.
you. You know what I'm saying? They'll give you a face, or they'll give you a look,
mm-hmm.
and you'll be like, okay, this is what this means.
But, right. So do you think, just a little segue
ahead.
Here, do you think they took issue with you? Because you said that... in the past, you've felt like you've made a lot of mistakes in terms of who you've dated
mm-hmm.
or whatever. How do you think they might have felt about her being that she was white?
Oh, nobody knew about that.
Oh, okay.
I don't bring girls home.
Gotcha.
You know what I mean?
Okay.
I keep it in the streets. I keep it in the street. I don't bring them home because like I know like I'm not. That's not for me.
Okay.
I'm not. Relationships, like I always say, like, that shit is, what's the word? Corny. Relationships are corny. You're going to, you know what I'm saying? You texting me all day, trying to do all this crazy stuff.
Mm.
I talk to somebody else, you get mad. Like, what
that
are you doing
so
here?
Funny.
Like,
right.
I can't do it. I've been through too much to kind of be put into somebody's box of insecurity.
Mm. That's a statement right there.
Facts.
That's
though.
A statement.
Facts.
Okay. So let's see if we can get back on track.
Yeah. So when we had this conversation, it was late night in the car.
Okay.
Trying to figure out, okay, where is this going?
Mm-hmm.
And she let me know. It's like, yeah, you know, I like you. And from the moment I saw you, I knew that I wanted you to be in my life. This is just game that girls throw at you. I've heard this so many times.
Wow.
That's what girls say. Oh, the moment I saw you, woo, woo, woo.
That would
and
be
then another
kinda
one,
like alarming to me.
another one is, oh, I haven't had sex and whatever. Give you a, this is just girl. This is just the games and the shit that girls say when they're trying to pull them in. So she said all that. So in my head, I'm automatically thinking, I'm like, okay, here we go again with the same situation.
Mm,
you feel me?
Yeah. And you weren't,
I know when people are running right. game because yeah. I run game too.
Right, right, right.
You know
right.
what I mean?
Right.
So I know you can't play a player. You feel me?
Oops.
So,
right.
So we're having this conversation and she's like, yeah, you know, I eventually want us to be in a relationship.
Did you mean it when you said that, or was that part of the
This is what game? She said.
Oh, that's what she said.
This is what she's telling me.
Okay, good. Gotcha.
You know, she said, you know, relationship, you know, I'm looking, I need like a, almost like a father figure for my kids. And I want to own property X, Y, and Z. Like I see myself, you know, getting married, not necessarily to you, but she's like, I'd like you to be that person. Mm. And I'm saying the opposite. I'm like, I know for sure I'm not getting married.
Wow.
I'm like, I'm not getting married. This is not for me.
Right. And you're saying the opposite in that conversation.
In the conversation.
Wow. Okay.
And this conversation we had several times where she's telling me, oh, you know, I want X, Y, and Z. And I'm like, okay, I don't want X, Y, and Z.
Wow.
You know, I'm, you know,
right. Being, you're being straight. You're being honest. You're being,
but at the same time, it's like, we're still like this.
Mm-hmm.
We're meshed mm-hmm. already.
Oh, I see. Okay.
So this because, causes friction.
Right. So the fact that, you guys liking each other and all that chemistry being good and all that, and these conversations, clashing mm-hmm. clearly. Doesn't at that time did not, deter either of you.
No.
Okay.
Which is, now that you broke it down like that, which is interesting.
Uh-huh.
But I know I'm not the only person
right.
that has been in that type of situation.
No, definitely not. Definitely not.
So, mm-hmm.
But I am curious about what those moments look like, right? Like when you're in this, you're on the couch and you're sitting down and somebody's, because to me, it sounds very vulnerable for somebody to say that
yeah.
I want X, Y, and Z. This is where I see my future. These are my dreams.
Mm-hmm.
And then saying it to the person that's right next to them, who they've been spending their special, precious time with, mm-hmm. right? And them telling you with no, with as clear as they can say it, I do not want that.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, move, bitch. Get out the way. Yeah.
Like, what does that, what are those, I mean, what are those moments like? Is it like an awkward kind of thing? Is it like somebody stops talking for a few minutes? Is the subject changed? What happens?
I think in that time, for me, it's almost like, you know, we both like each other.
Mm-hmm.
Which I did. That wasn't a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Because she's a great person.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like, you kind of find a way to rebalance it. It's like, okay, you know, maybe we can speak more on it at a later date.
I see. Okay.
You know, because I don't want to argue.
Right.
We've had a great day today.
Right.
We obviously do like each other, but okay. right now, like the things that you're speaking about, they're probably not going to happen for a really long time.
Right.
Especially when there's kids involved, you can't just bring a child into, child into a man into your child's life, and that person is going to leave.
Right. Right. Right.
You know, coming
right.
from a single parent household, I know that. Like my mom had boyfriends and stuff, and they always left. But for me, I was just like, oh yeah, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But I know the importance of consistency when it comes to children. Because I have a child, so
right.
it's like you can't really,
yeah.
you can't bring somebody into your home if you're not sure.
Right.
So I know the stuff that she's talking about, she's not talking about it right then and there, like today.
Right.
She's talking years from now.
Yes.
And I'm like, years from now, maybe something will change. Maybe things mm-hmm. will work out. I don't know yet. I'm still working on my
right.
plan.
Right, right, right.
So it's like, okay, let's, you know, whatever. We'll have this conversation and, as we go.
And you were, and I'm getting the sense that that wasn't game, that you were genuine.
That was genuine.
Okay.
That was genuine. I meant that for real.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because I'm the type of person, maybe this is silly, I believe that people come into your life for a reason.
Absolutely. Me too. Yeah.
For a reason.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that reason is, but I have to put my faith into it, or mm-hmm. I have to trust my faith that, hey, it's all for the good. Mm-hmm. No matter if it turns out bad,
right.
it's still for the good.
Right, right, right.
Which it is.
Right.
But yeah.
Okay. So where did things kind of unfold from there? What are we, 3-4 months in?
Yeah, we're 3-4 months in, and, you know, our time is very limited. And, you know, I probably see this person maybe once a week.
Mm-hmm.
We're texting throughout the week, though.
Mm-hmm.
I see her once a week, and that time frame is maybe like a 2-hour time frame.
Okay.
So that's all we're doing is like the physical.
Right.
It's all physical right now.
Right.
Then that's really much it.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. They say two is company.
Can you continuously have sex with other people without that shit invading your current relationship at some point?
Three, a crowd.
These open relationships are one-sided. There is a certain level of selfishness that starts them.
But what happens when busy bedrooms get a little too loud?
And that's why I think these scenarios where people bring other people in their bedroom to spice up their love life ends up putting too much spices in the pot. And then nobody can eat the shit.
Exactly.
Hey guys, I'm Joseph, a member of the board, which is what Akil refers to as his community of friends and supporters.
We all have something valuable to give. And sometimes it's as simple as giving someone else a reason to live.
On behalf of all the board members, I want to thank you for listening to our podcast. Akil's success is our success. And we want you to be a part of the community we are building.
It's not enough. It's not enough.
Because you are the very foundation we must build it on.
It's not enough to tell people that they matter. We have to show them. Like my friends showed me.
So tell a friend, leave a review, and keep in touch. We want to hear from you because it all matters. Just as you do.
The conversation continues on the anatomy of a breakup.
Well, I don't have a lot of friends.
Mm-hmm.
So if something happens in my life, like I don't really have anybody to call.
Right.
And
right.
There have been things that have happened. And the only person I could depend on was her. And she was there with more than what I needed.
Oh, I see.
Right.
Okay.
I had just moved into an apartment where I was sleeping on the floor. She had bought me a bed. She had bought me furniture.
Gotcha.
She had bought me, you know, things, you know. I got sick. She came to my door with some soup and some tea and some food and all that stuff. My car broken down. She came, picked me up, jumped, put the jumper cables on, jumped my shit. I was calling my homeboys. There was nowhere to be found.
So she ended up kind of being a friend.
Yeah, so I'm like, damn, she's dependable.
Dependable, right.
I'm like, I can depend on this person. Like, every time I need her, she's there. I'm like, wow, this is great. Thank you, God. This is, you sent me a, a blessing, obviously.
Right.
That's how I was looking at it. I'm like, wow, this girl is really a blessing. And during this time frame, it's like, she's like nobody that I've ever met before. She doesn't give me any issues.
Gotcha.
She's not out in the street doing the most.
Right.
And she's, supportive of what I'm trying to do with my life.
Gotcha. And she was the conversations about making it more than just a casual thing. Did those conversations subside, or
the conversations got deeper?
Okay.
From what she was showing me,
I
started to soften.
I see.
That exterior started to soften. I'm like, wow, maybe this could be something.
Right.
I'd hate to deny the blessings that God has bestowed on me.
Right.
Because I've been hurt.
Right.
You know
right,
what
right,
I mean?
Right. Okay.
So it's like, I don't want to ruin this, but I, at the same time, like, I feel like I have to kind of be more accepting. Like, I can't be this hard exterior all the time, because then you do block your blessings.
Absolutely.
You have to, let things flow and naturally.
Mm-hmm.
And, we're getting into it. I remember one time, when she came over, we had great sex. I don't know what I did to her or what she did to me. But she said something. She was like, I don't know if you felt that when we were making love, but it felt like love to me.
She said it felt like love to her.
Like, she's like, the energy in the room, it feels like
loving.
Right. It feels like we're in love, she says.
Oh.
That's what she says. And I'm like, I was like, yeah, I did feel that.
Okay.
And she was like, well, what do you like? She's like, what do you tell people? Like, I know you probably speak to your friends about me because they see us together. Like, what do you tell them? Like,
right.
I tell them, I tell them that you're my girl.
Oh.
And she's like, well, yeah, I am. She claimed that shit. she claimed herself. She's like, yeah. She's like, yeah, I am your girlfriend. And I was like, oh, I guess that's what it is.
Wow. Okay.
You see how it flipped?
Yeah, I see that. Right. And it sounds like a really genuine, cool moment, right? Mm-hmm. Like, that's how that should happen, right? Because it feels mutual. It feels genuine.
Mm-hmm.
And there was an acknowledgement in that moment, especially after sharing the level of intimacy that you guys had been able to achieve.
Yeah.
That would be a natural, you know, process, because you were open to it.
Right.
She was open to it. And how where are we? Are we 5 months in?
Probably 5 to 6 months in. We're definitely in a new season. You mm-hmm. know what I mean?
Right. Okay.
And things have changed drastically. Like, I'm no longer working at the gym.
Gotcha.
And, you know, I'm going through my own trials and tribulations. And right. she's going through her own trials and tribulations. And mm-hmm. we're kind of depending on each other for emotional support.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, because now you've discovered that you can.
Right.
Because you found her to be dependable.
So now this person is like my best friend. Like, we're attacking the world together now.
Right.
Even though we're not in the same space,
mm-hmm.
but we're in connection all the time. Mm-hmm. And we're bouncing ideas back and forth. And mm-hmm. we're trying to help each other get to where each other needs to be.
Mm-hmm. And it sounds to me like that would be around the time when, like you said, when she asked you, how you refer to her with your homeboys and so forth. And you know, it's like, this is my girl. This is real for me now.
Right.
It's real for us.
Mm-hmm.
Were you feeling a sense that you could at that time, you know, tell your family about this person that you were spending your time with?
No, after, I went through, I stopped even mentioning that
with family.
Yeah.
Oh, I see. Okay. Okay.
I don't bring it to family at all. I don't have a lot of people that I talk to like that.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like two of my homeboys, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I let them know what's going on, because some of us are in business together.
Right, right.
And
right.
we deal with each other on a daily basis. And obviously they have my best interests in need.
Gotcha.
And they see what's going on. I'm like, damn, bro, you got this, you got that. Mm-hmm. Who is this girl? She got a sister, bro? You feel me? Like, now they're like, damn, like, bro,
right.
like, yeah, you need to hold on to that.
Right. So they are like family. Outside of...
Right, yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay. So we are 6 months in.
6 months in.
6 months in.
Mm-hmm.
And it's in a new season.
Mm-hmm.
And what's going on now?
So now I feel this is what happens in the relationship when, you know,
mm-hmm.
now that she kind of got what she wanted, the first thing that she wanted, what she already stated,
mm-hmm.
now that she has that, it's almost like when you move into a new house, you start rearranging stuff.
I see.
Say you move into a furnished house. Oh,
right.
I don't like that chair over there. I'm going to put it over here.
Right.
Now she's comfortable, and now she starts making like small demands.
Gotcha.
So I'll take us two steps back. There was a girl, because I'm the manager at the gym.
Mm-hmm.
And obviously when you hire somebody, I have to train them.
Uh-huh.
And this one girl, boy, let me tell you. You feel me? Like, mm-hmm. she was bad.
Mm-hmm.
She was bad. Another white girl. I don't know what it is with white girls, but you know what it is? It's the area that I'm in.
Okay.
You know,
Alpharetta.
I'm in the suburban Alpharetta,
Georgia.
Yeah. Uh-huh. I'm in the suburbs,
mm-hmm.
at this, premier gym,
uh-huh.
where the membership costs $100.
And I should say to the audience, listen, if you're wondering why why Early is so irresistible, just look at the episode art, and you'll you'll be able to get the full picture.
Girls like me, bro.
You'll be able to get
girls,
the full.
Girls like me. It starts with the physique, and then once they get in my presence, it's just like, oh my God, I guess. I don't know. I just have a certain way of dealing with things.
Yeah.
Scorpio shit. Big Scorpio. I know how to seduce women. That's my thing.
You pride yourself on that.
Huh?
You know what was so funny? I was talking to Calvin, the producer, about the little exchange that we had at work.
Yeah.
And when you were talking to Nate about the initial thing, because remember he was asking you these questions about, how are you getting all these girls, blah, 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 mm-hmm. blah. And you were responding, you were basically telling him something similar to, I think you said something along the lines of, you know, I know how to please women. I know what they want. I know how to put it down.
Yeah.
And he couldn't keep a straight face. It was so funny.
But here's the thing. You got to remember, I'm coming from a home full of women.
Right.
All my interactions as a kid and as an adolescent have been with women.
Right.
Not only do I have the knowledge of how their minds work.
Right.
You know. Gotcha. Things, I know what they want.
Right.
Type shit. So,
right.
Anyway, moving on with this other female. Mm-hmm. What was her name? I forget. I think her name was Anna.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they were both blonde.
Mm. Honey and Anna
were blonde. Both blondes. But this other girl, she's way more flirtatious. She's way more open. She came into the gym. She had been modeling. If you check her IG, she's half naked in all these pictures.
Oh, wow.
So I'm training her at the front desk.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, honey sees this.
Because,
you know, the first thing you see at the front desk is me. Mm-hmm. And then I'm training my employee.
Right.
And I guess she feels kind of threatened.
Right.
Shoot me a text. Oh, I see you up there with your girl. You're looking like, you know, way too comfortable.
Oh.
This and that. And I don't get emotional over it. I understand how females see. Yeah, I know how it works. Like,
right.
That's just how females get
right.
when it comes to their man. Like, she doesn't want to be threatened by this other person
mm-hmm.
who is probably way more sexier than she is.
Mm. I mean, are you saying that's what the case was? Or
I'm assuming that's what she was thinking.
She thinks. Okay.
Just from previous experience with women.
Right. Okay. And then how did you feel? From your perspective,
I'm the type of person, like, once I've committed to something, I'm mm-hmm. not going to not going to go back on my word.
Gotcha.
You know, and I told her, hey, like, I'm not going to hurt you. This isn't what I do.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go out and talk to other women just because I just don't do that. I'm focused on my shit. So
right.
if you're in my life, like, that's it.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
And I try to make her feel secure. And she was. She's like, damn, I love that about you.
Right.
Because that's true
right.
to who I am.
Right.
So if I'm in a relationship and another female comes and tries to pull me out of that relationship, I take it as disrespect.
Right. Right.
And I don't take disrespect well at all.
Right.
At yeah. all.
You know what? That was one of my first impressions of you.
Yeah. Facts. Facts. Why? Why do you say that?
Because we had a conversation about, you were telling me about a little art altercation that you got into with management, and it was something where you felt that they were being disrespectful and you weren't having it.
Yeah, nah.
Yeah, so I remember that was one of the very first conversations that we had about.
Oh, hurts. So, yeah. So, yeah, man, it's street mentality.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You can't let somebody push you around
right,
type stuff.
Right,
and
right.
I take it as disrespect. So if I'm in a relationship and or if I'm in a situationship
mm-hmm.
and you're trying to get me to, like,
mm-hmm.
be devious or kind of play the person that I told that I would be faithful and honor
right.
to, I'm like, nah, that's not cool.
Or what's the new word? Entanglement?
Yeah, if you want to try to get me in an entanglement, it's like, nah, that's not cool. That's not cool.
It's so funny to me that we have a new
entanglement, yeah,
that.
Man, it's going to be in the dictionary, bro. If it's not already, but it's going to have a different definition.
Oh,
have
God.
Jada Pinkett's face. Right there, you can see it. Entanglement. Will's face crying.
Oh my God, that's so funny.
But yeah, man, that's what it was. But you know, I had to, you know, just reassure her that that wasn't the case.
Okay.
And but I feel like that kind of sparked something because now she sees, hey, other women see my man,
mm-hmm.
and he's very attractive.
They've never stopped seeing him.
Right. he's you know.
Yeah.
He's very attractive, blase, blase. Mm-hmm. And so it's like, damn, I kind of have to be on my P's and Q's and kind of watch what's going on.
But she really didn't, because you weren't going to give her any reason to worry.
We're getting there.
Okay.
We're getting there.
All right.
You ready for this?
I'm ready.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. My intention for this podcast is for it to be an enlightening experience of love. And from what I hear, that intention is being met loud and clear.
This was amazing. I wish every high school senior who's graduating can hear this, and every college graduate can hear this. This is super, super special, and I enjoyed it 100%.
I like where you are coming from. Using the word God to communicate to people. because so many people have so many different ideals of God. You seem to be on a higher spiritual plane because you seem to have a personal connection, which is a great thing. We're all God's children, but some of us just do devilish things. I think what we're going through at these times right now with this coronavirus is teaching us we all need each other.
Indeed, we do. And it is with the support of people like you, I will continue to answer the call to share what God has given me. Because this is a gift I believe the world is meant to hear and see. The conversation continues on the anatomy of a breakup.
You know, I do photography, right. Videography.
Right.
I'm out here freelancing.
Right.
And I'm trying to build this photography business mm-hmm. a little, like, brick by brick as much as I can each week.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I have to interact with people.
Right.
Not a lot of men buy pictures.
Mm-hmm.
You sell that to women,
mm-hmm.
whether it's for themselves, whether it's for their
family
kids.
Events.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I would say, yeah, definitely. 90%
or 99% of my business, the money that I get are from women.
Yeah, I could see that. Yeah.
So, you know, I have an IG. I'm building all this as we're together. I have an IG.
Mm-hmm.
It's building. I'm growing. And, you know, I'm reaching out to these females who obviously are into photography or modeling.
Right. And you're kind of at the right place to do it, right?
Right.
Yeah. I see. Okay.
So as this is going on, you know, she's not feeling so secure anymore because she's been hurt like this in the past mm. where her man cheated on her with somebody he found on Instagram.
Oh, I see. So,
for okay. her now, this is like, oh shit, it's happening again.
So this is the Instagram connection.
Yeah. I hate that shit.
Yeah.
And that's the reason why I don't like relationships, because it's like, I don't want to deal with that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, she mentioned it to me. She's like, hey, I don't really like when you like these pictures of these women like half naked. She's like, I feel it as disrespectful. She's like, I don't like any pictures of men. So it's like, I don't feel like you should. I feel she's like, I take it as disrespect.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I understand that. But do you understand that? You know, I have a business that I'm trying to grow.
Right.
I'm not looking at these pictures like, oh my God, look at this girl. Ooh, right. Going to the bathroom and touching yeah. on myself.
Right. Well, because the thing with Instagram, that's part of what you do there.
Yes.
You know, that's part of what, because you like somebody's stuff and then they see your page.
Right.
Especially if they don't already follow you.
This is how it works.
That's how it works.
This is how the algorithm is built to mm-hmm. work.
So did she not understand that, or she just automatically assumed that
she understood that? But her thing was, when it would happen, even if, like, I'm not thinking to myself like, oh my God, like, if I like this picture, you know, she's yeah. gonna get mad. I'm just being regular.
Right.
Some of the people on there are people that I knew before her, and they're not all bad pictures, they're just regular pictures.
Right. Right.
You know
right.
what I'm saying? And but it came to a point where she just internalized it.
Mm-hmm.
And then we wouldn't talk for 2-3 days. And I'm thinking like, yo, what's going on?
Because of that.
Because of some, I knew something like was that. Wrong. Yeah. And I'm like, so I'm an adult. You need to talk up. You need to communicate. You need to speak up. Let me know. If I don't know, then we can't fix it.
Yeah. And I'm thinking to myself, like, when it gets, because I've heard somebody say before that you shouldn't, when you get into a relationship with somebody, one of the first things that you need to do is stop following them on social media.
Mm.
And I was like, So I think the logic behind that was for stuff like that,
mm-hmm.
that if you've decided that you're going to trust them,
mm-hmm.
then trust them, right? Until they give you a reason not to. But those things, those micro things like looking at likes and stuff, mm-hmm. if you're not secure in the relationship or and yourself, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, that's a big one. I can't help you with that.
Then that's going to be an issue. And trust, even if it doesn't show itself through Instagram, it'll show itself in other ways.
Right.
You know, but yeah. But I could see how that could be very, well, the issue, because the issue really isn't Instagram.
No, these are internal issues.
These are internal issues.
These are internal issues because for me, It's like, when we had this conversation, like, I know you probably don't like the pictures of other men, but I know that you see them.
Mm-hmm.
I know that you're attracted to muscular black men.
Mm-mm-mm.
And I see that you do. I see that you do follow some, but I don't care.
Right.
I'm not in my head like, oh man, is she talking to this dude? Because internally, I do not care because I'm not insecure with myself.
Right.
Like
right.
If that is your intent, go ahead.
Right.
Go ahead and do that.
Right.
And then eventually, you know, you'll.
Yeah, find out.
Whatever, right. You'll take a step because you can't bury a lie forever. If that's your intent and you did intend to do bad,
mm-hmm.
then that's what's going to happen.
Right.
So this is the battle that we're facing.
Yeah.
This is going on and going on.
It doesn't seem like that she was able to meet you on the level that you were with her, meaning that you trusted that you basically reassured her that, listen, that's not who I am.
Right.
And so I'm going to show you that by my actions, X, Y, and Z. She wasn't able to meet you there.
It was hard for her to meet me there.
Yeah.
Because it's like every time, I guess she would see it as something bad.
Mm-hmm.
It's almost like if you have, you know, a wound that's trying to heal, mm-hmm. but you keep peeling the Band-Aid off.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like you keep touching an open wound.
Right.
She hasn't fully healed from her past.
From her hurt. Situation, yeah.
So every time she sees it, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, she's not feeling at all. It brings back bad memories and bad feelings.
Right.
And I totally understand that.
Yeah.
I get that.
Yeah, you understand it, but you can't heal it for her.
Nah.
Right.
That's nothing that I can do. You have to do that on your own.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay.
Like, I don't like paying for somebody else's problem. Like,
right.
You know what I mean? And I sometimes feel like you can't really bring that baggage into a relationship. You have to give that person a clean slate.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely, because it's not fair to them, and that, you know, that you got to do your inner work. You
right.
know what I'm saying?
So this is where we are now.
Okay.
And now it's like, okay.
And so how did you responded to that situation by basically telling her that's not what's happening here.
I mean, no, I try to break it down like logically,
mm-hmm.
and it's like, okay, it's like think about it. Like, I don't, what, at what time in the day, if you think I'm going to cheat on you, at what point in time is this going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I work 12 to 14 hours a day,
mm-hmm.
and then I have to sleep.
You
know what I'm saying?
So begrudgingly, I have to.
Right. And sleep. And then I have to sleep, and then I do the things I need to do, you know, mm-hmm. whatever. And then the rest of the time, I'm with you.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, we speak throughout the day,
mm-hmm.
all day.
Mm-hmm.
So at what point is this going to happen?
Right.
Like, let me know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And it came to like, I had to explain, like, okay, this is why I'm doing this. I'm trying to build this business. This is how the Instagram thing works.
Right.
And, you know, she would, you know, trust me, I trust you, blah, blah, blah. But then we'd still get into these arguments over the same shit.
And every time you like a new picture.
And I don't have any patience.
Yeah.
Me personally, that's a flaw for me. I don't have any patience.
Yeah, I could see you being over that really quick.
So I'm like, this isn't going to work. I'm like, no, I'm good. This ain't going to work.
So when,
you know.
So you actually had a conversation about that and tell her it's not going to work?
We had that conversation a number of times where we've broken up.
Broken it
like, okay, you know.
Okay, and it's like, always been over the Instagram
thing. Yeah, it's been super dramatic. Either right. I've broken up with her or she's broken up with me, and it's always been over the same shit. But yeah, that's what we were fight over. And her thing was, is like, I feel that every time we have a situation or as things get tough, you leave.
Mm.
That was her, you know, exclamation point. It's like,
right.
when things get tough, you leave.
Mm.
And I tell her, hey, this is why I do this, because I know how this works.
Mm-hmm.
Once you get fed up with something as a female, you're gonna you know, say you love me to your face, but behind my back, you're gonna go do your own thing.
Right.
And I don't want that.
Right.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be hurt either.
Right. Right.
That's why I do it. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm not dumb. I don't think that you're not. You know, I don't think that you don't talk to any other men or no other men are interested in you.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the case.
Right.
I'm not dumb. I know how this game works. I know how it works.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, you know what? Let me call it off, because there's nothing that I can do to help you with this issue.
Mm-hmm.
On top of that, I don't want you going behind my back and doing something stupid.
So do you think there was ever a point in time where she did step out? Or?
Oh, for sure.
Oh, really?
For sure. Because you start noticing small things. The conversations change.
Mm.
Those little acts of affection change.
Mm.
You know what I mean?
Right.
And then also, you know, the people that we deal with, like, the numbers are small. I'll give you an example. You know, we're both into fitness.
Mm-hmm.
And when you're an athlete or you're into fitness, you have injuries that just comes apart. That's just part of it.
Right.
You have, you know, scrapes and kinks here.
Right.
And I have a guy at the gym that I go to. He helps me stretch out. He helps me with, like, a massage gun. Helps me get my muscles so they're not so tense.
Right.
And she's been always complaining about her hip. So I'm like, you know, you need to go see my guy. I had a knee problem. He fixed it.
Mm-hmm.
It's probably not what you think it is.
Mm-hmm.
Go to him. Let him take a look at it. Maybe you'll be fixed because I'm tired of hearing you complain about it.
Right.
Facts. And, you know, she goes to him and she doesn't say, like, oh, yeah, my boyfriend. She says, oh, my friend. Right.
Oh, so.
It got quiet, right?
So, wait. How did you know that?
I asked him. I'm like, so how did the conversation go? Did she say that I was her boyfriend when you guys spoke? Or did she was like, he was like, oh, nah, bro, she referred you as guys were friends. And I was like, oh, all right, bet. And I was like, thanks for telling me. He's like, bro, he's like, of course, I told you. He's like, what, am I gonna lie to you?
So
I'm
wait.
Like, no, that's why I asked you. I knew you would tell me the truth.
Oh, but why did you feel like you had to ask him, though?
Because I already had felt like something was going on.
Between them two? Or?
No.
Oh, just generally.
She just... Okay. Intuition
and
plus I just know how these things yeah. work
and that this was one of your ways of investigating,
right?
Okay.
And you know, there had been a time when she broke up with me over, you know, the Instagram shit, and
right,
said, and her words were, you do you and I'm gonna do me.
Oh,
I know what that means,
right?
I'm not stupid. I know that. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm like, all right, cool. But that time, like, she was at a, you know, a real stressful time. You know, she works at a school with a bunch of kids all day, and that's very stressful.
Right.
So I know that she was just reacting out of that. So I didn't say anything. I let her vent.
Right.
She broke it off. I didn't talk to her for like maybe 2-3 days.
Okay.
And during that 2-3 day period, she texted me. Oh, you know what I mean? You know?
I miss you.
Can we talk? I'm sorry. Blase, blase. And I'm like, all right, whatever. You know what I mean? So I already know now. I'm like, okay, this is where we're going now. So I asked him, and he confirmed what my beliefs were. So
mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, I can just feel that. I can just feel it.
Right.
So I call her out on it. I didn't tell her who said. And then she lays out something totally different from what I expected. You feel me?
Mm.
So I told her, I was like, yeah, because we had gotten into another argument over the same shit. And I was like, this isn't going to work.
Mm-hmm.
Obviously, it's not working. We break up every week now.
Right.
Before, it was like every 4 weeks. Now it's every week. Isn't that stupid?
That's crazy.
Isn't that stupid?
That's a roller coaster.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, who has time for that? Do you have time for that?
Not a second.
Okay. I'll just make sure I'm not, you know, crazy here. But, you know.
Right.
The conversations is like, I text her. I'm like, yeah. She was like, I told her, I was like, the reason why, you know, I said we should go our separate ways.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't say when we were face to face, but so I heard that you were referring to me as a friend, and, you know, I don't know verbatim. I have the text messages, and she just kind of said, like, you probably heard that from this person because this person at work always asked me if I'm single, if we're still together. And she's like, I assumed that she was asking for one of his friends that was, you know, been having his eye out for me.
Mm.
And she's like, yeah, that night when we broke it off, the next day, like, you know, we went out to dinner, me and this guy.
The next day. Damn.
And I'm thinking to myself, okay, I get it, but that's not how it works. That's not how it works.
That's a quick transition.
Right.
That's real quick.
It doesn't work like that. It doesn't work like that. You don't just go out with somebody the next day. Nah, y'all have already built a rapport.
Right. And also, if you're still emotionally, you know,
mm-hmm.
in your entanglement,
yeah,
you're not trying to do that.
Right.
You're not trying to. I mean, let me speak for myself, because
mm-hmm.
I wouldn't be trying to do that.
Right. Me neither.
Wow. But I would. But if I was dealing with somebody and that's how they responded, I'd be like,
Yeah.
Right. So now she feels that, you know, oh, I'm busted. Let me just come clean and try to soften the blow. But I didn't know anything about that. I wasn't referring to the people that she was referring to.
Right.
But I didn't say any names. So she didn't know. So right. She felt that she had to confess.
I see.
And she spewed it out.
Wow.
And she put it as like, yeah, at least I told you the truth. Like, I'm not, you know, that type of person. I'm like, but you are that type of person because it doesn't just happen in a day.
Right.
I don't believe that. Would you believe that? Somebody told you, hey, we broke up yesterday. I went on a date with a person the next day.
No.
No.
No, that doesn't smell right.
No.
Mm-mm.
Can't play a player, babe.
Yeah, that doesn't.
Can't play a player, babe.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't.
So, yeah. So that was the situation. And after that, it was still lingering. You know, it's hard to let go. Mm-hmm. But overall, like, I think she came to the conclusion. She's like, you know, I need to heal.
Mm.
I need to heal. I can't get in the way of you trying to build your photography. I know how much it means to you.
Mm-hmm.
And she's like, you know, I need to heal. And, you know, you'll always be in my heart. And all this other shit. And I'm just, all right, cool. I'm like, you were complaining about me leaving when stuff got tough. But now things get tough and you out the door. So I'm like, this just confirms what I was feeling before.
Right.
You have another boo, which is cool.
Right.
Do that because I know he ain't me.
Right.
Especially with these dudes out here.
Wow.
In Alpharetta, like, please. Please. Don't make me laugh.
That's funny.
And here's the thing. So she's like, I swear to God, this was one time. You can ask him. I'm like, all right, cool. Give me his number. She's like, you can ask him. I'm like, all right, cool. Give me the number. Oh, no. Now she starts to backtrack. After she said she would do that, she starts to backtrack now. I don't want any drama. We just need to end this right now because we work at the same place. I'm a single mom. I have two kids. I need this job. I don't want you causing any drama. I'm like, listen. Give him my number. Have him call me private.
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm not trying to start no drama. I just want to verify what you're saying.
Right.
Since it was your idea.
Right.
This is your idea. I didn't say that.
Right.
Nah, I'm not going to give it to you. He doesn't want to talk to you. All right, bet. Bitch ass nigga. That's how I know he's a bitch. Nah, facts.
So what was it that she wanted it was her idea for you to confirm that they only went out one time?
Right.
Oh, I see. Okay.
And that was her idea for me to talk to him. I was like, all right, cool. Let's get it.
Mm-hmm.
Backtrack.
And then you called her bluff.
Right.
Yeah.
Didn't do it.
Oh, honey.
Mm. So everything that I was feeling was right.
Yeah, absolutely.
So all go through, I'm like, just thank you, God. Because I knew that I wasn't crazy. The things I was feeling and the reason why I was breaking up with you those times is because I knew this was going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
And I was right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, you know, part of me would have been kind of pissed that because I'd have been like, you pursued me.
Right.
You know?
Yeah, that part.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm not like.
Yeah.
I'll admit, bro, I was in my feelings for like a day.
No, I
told him, like, I'm like, you broke my heart.
Right.
Because I thought different of you.
Mm-hmm.
But like that was my mistake.
Mm-hmm.
And me as a person, I never try to cast the blame on anybody else. I always look at myself.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, okay, all this happened, but it was happened because I didn't stand my ground initially at the beginning when I said I didn't want this.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right.
So that's everything in a nutshell.
Mm.
As for right now, bro, the way I feel, there is no next relationship.
Mm.
What for? What am I in a relationship for?
Yeah. I mean, you know, maybe if I had talked to you about a year ago, you might be saying the same thing because you were hurt before, right?
Right.
And were you hurting this way?
Oh, no.
Wow.
It was a lot worse.
It
was a lot worse, right.
Oh, God.
But at the same time, it's like, that's how I'm able to get over it so quickly.
Okay. But, you know, I guess to your credit, you don't seem to have brought that into this.
Nah.
Right.
No, I learned from that, and I know the games that women play.
Mm-hmm.
I knew the whole time,
and
I'm kind of mad at myself that I didn't kind of detach earlier. But it's hard to do that.
No, but you know what? I'm proud of you, actually.
Oh, thank you, bro. Appreciate it.
No, because you were still able to be vulnerable, and that's a powerful thing. If you because I think, you know, a lot of people are fucked up. Emotionally.
Right. Yeah, for sure.
And they are broken
in ways that they don't even understand
right.
that they are.
Mm-hmm.
And so when they find themselves into a situation that with somebody who is actually ready to have a healthy relationship with them, they can't even meet them in that space. Like, it sounds like she couldn't meet you.
Right.
Right. Mm-hmm. So at least you were able to get to a space where you were able to be vulnerable and you were able to meet her in a space of authenticity with yourself and hadn't done what you needed to do to put away the past and meet her in the present.
Right.
She wasn't able to do that. She was still dealing with the past.
And I totally understand that, but
yeah. So be proud of yourself.
That's exactly my thought process on this whole thing. And I'm like, wow, I've come so far.
Yeah.
I've grown so much.
Yeah.
There's nothing to be sad about or heartbroken about.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes people will do things just to hurt you on purpose.
Right.
And
right.
I feel like she did that on purpose. And she told me like that on purpose to kind of hurt me. Like, oh my God, you're losing me. But I don't see it like that.
Mm.
Now it's like, okay, like I thought you were different, but now you're the same. At first you were up here. Now you're like, oh,
your stock dropped is what I like to say.
Your stock dropped. And when stock drops, I sell it. Or when I know it's going to drop, I sell it.
Right.
I'm getting my money back.
Right.
Or keep my profit.
Try to reclaim my time.
But yeah, man, she fucked me good. She sucked me good. I got a bunch of shit, a bunch of furniture, some clothes. And I got a bunch of videos.
Oh my God.
Hindsight, they say, is 2020. And the people who'd like to break up with what this year has brought, I'm sure, are many. The silver lining around bad experiences are pearls of wisdom. And in this anatomy of a breakup, they are plenty. But nothing is wasted so as long as we take the time to digest it. And I want to thank you, my friend, for choosing this space I created to confess it. And as you go forward, I hope that you will let it be the lesson it is meant to be and serve you in being the better man I know you want to be. Because in the end, what are we but souls living in the service of our humanity? I'm Akil Johnson, the poet god. Thank you for listening.